On the evening of June 9th, WGN and the Karen Conti Show are hosting a private tour of the Old Joliet Prison, a haunted history tour. Listeners can sign up and come along with me, my husband Jerry, and a fabulous tour guide for a 90-minute tour of one of the most historic prisons in Illinois. With us to discuss this situation and a little bit about the Joliet Prison is Elizabeth Covelli. She is the prison site coordinator. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you doing today?
I'm so excited about this. I really am excited. I think we're going to have a full group here because people are very enthusiastic. First of all, can you just tell us briefly a little bit about the Joliet Prison, when it was built and when it closed down and what we're going to see on this tour?
Of course, I would be more than honored. So this is the prison that was actually built in 1858, which is pre-Civil War, like 160 years worth of history sit within these walls. And it ended up closing in 2002. And when it sat closed in 2002, it really was an abandoned prison. We came onto the site in 2018 and started doing tours. And since then, we've been able to open up more buildings. This year of 2021 is especially like just a really special one for us because we've been able to open even more buildings. So on this tour, you're going to be able to see more stories that are very much real life. So when we say the word haunted, we're talking more about like the more darker sides of our prison's history, but really stories that still haunt the property to this day, from inmates who were there, guards who were there, and even the administration staff and wardens who lived there. But we'll be going into several buildings on the site, and it's a huge, massive 16-acre property.
This is just really exciting. And if anyone has seen the building, I mean, it's very, you know, it's a spooky looking building. I mean, it's just fabulous. And unfortunately, I have been there and visiting some inmates who I've represented over the years. Can you just tell us briefly a little bit about the different kinds of tours that you offer for visitors?
Of course. We have either guided or self-guided. So self-guided people are able to come onto the property. They're able to check it out. We've got informational signs, historic pictures all throughout the entire 16 acres, as well as like so many buildings you can look into and one that you're able to walk into on that self-guided. For the guided tours, we have the general history that's going to cover your specific like 160 years worth, like kind of peppering in like different like time periods. You can kind of get a really good feel for the property. The haunted history tour that we'll be doing. We also do paranormal and then guard tours as well.
And there are still guards who are alive who come in and talk a little bit about their experiences.
Yes, they are. So they're focused on what their day-to-day life looked like out there, different stories that they can share, and what they experienced while they worked out there on the site.
I'm going to give out the information while we're talking, and I'm going to give it out again before we break. But you're going to go to the WGN website. You can go to click Weekend Shows, Karen Conti. Then you go to the right, and you'll see the Old Joliet Tour. Click on. It's a $30 fee, maximum 30 people, first come, first served. The tour is June 9th. It's in the evening from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And it's, you know, you'll I would say if you're interested in doing it, do it now because we've already got some people signed up and I think it's going to fill up very, very quickly. Looking forward to it. Can you tell me, Elizabeth, a little bit about some of the notorious inmates who have resided in the Old Joliet Prison?
Absolutely. We have so many names that have speckled across our entire history. Some more like more well-known names are going to be Speck, who was out there for a majority of his sentencing, and he bounced back and forth between our prison and another local prison to there.
Remember, I'm just going to just interject for people who are young who don't remember, Richard Speck killed a number of nurses and raped and killed a number of nurses in the north side in Chicago. They were nursing students. It was a horrendous crime, and he was a notorious prisoner. He kind of haunted that place for many, many years. Okay, go ahead.
Absolutely. We also had Leopold and Loeb, who were out there, who were famous for the crime of the century. They thought they were so smart. They thought they could get away with murder, and they ended up not because they ended up there.
And represented by, I'm sorry, I hate to interrupt, but I've my little history here. One of them, I forget which one, was represented by none other than Clarence Darrow.
Represented by Clarence.
Oh, they were. All right. And he gave one of the best closing arguments I've ever seen against the death penalty because the kids did not get the death penalty. They instead were in prison. But go ahead. Keep going.
Yes. We also have James Earl Ray. He's actually the person that killed Martin Luther King. We also had Babyface Nelson and multiple other people who were associated with that era of crime out in Chicago. And then we also did have John Wayne Gacy out there, who was there for 23 hours.
And he was there for 23 hours because he spent his time in Menard on death row. Menard is about 6 hours south of Chicago on the Mississippi River. But the day of his execution, which was May 10th, 1994, they flew him by a helicopter to Joliet, and he was executed on May 10th, 1994 at midnight. So interesting. Now, will this tour entail a lot of walking? Like how rigorous is it? I'm sure some of my listeners are going to want to know that.
So it is a 16-acre property, and overall throughout the entire 90-minute tour, we will probably end up walking about a mile and a half. So while we're walking in that mile and a half, we'll be visiting at least 4 to 5 buildings on the property. We'll be going inside, looking around. So it is majorly a standing walking tour. We do have benches that are speckled throughout the entire tour path as well. So they are there just if you want to sit down for a second. But it is mostly standing and walking throughout the entire property.
Now, Elizabeth, you are the site coordinator and you have such a happy voice and you're such a happy person. But prisons are not a happy place. When you go there, do you feel the drain on you? Do you feel like a little bit of the bad history, or do you just go there and you go to work and you're happy to be there because you're doing something interesting?
I mean, a little bit of both, to be honest. Like, it's a really interesting property, but I'm really passionate about making sure those stories throughout the entire prison's history, the ones that are not so great and the ones that you see like uplifting things happen, are told, and those are shared, because if we can look back at those, we can take a look and improve for the future. So I'm really passionate about doing things like that, but it's also very much a preservation project at this point. We want to make sure that this prison is available for people to go into years to come, not just in the year 2021, but decades later. So it's a very much like, I'm happy to be involved in this. We have the world's greatest volunteers, the world's most amazing staff, and everyone that has so contributed to this project is just passionate about making sure that we honor the property and what it was and what we hope to see it become in future years.
And so the money that you pay for the tour, I take it, would go to preserving that property and making sure it doesn't crumble to the ground.
Yes, that is the goal.
And you talk a little bit about a paranormal tour, and for those of you who believe in that kind of stuff, have you ever seen anything that you would consider some sort of paranormal event?
Well, I'll tell you this. I was never a believer of paranormal until we came on this property in 2018, and there are many things that I am unable to explain. I'm on these paranormal tours with people who have the equipment, who are doing the things, and I'm just standing in the back, and there are things that I cannot explain, knowing the property as well as I do, and things that have happened that absolutely have no logical sense. It is incredible to have what people have been able to collect and people have been able to put together, but I'm definitely a believer now.
And can you just give us an example of something that you saw? I know these paranormal, if you watch any of those ghost shows, they have all kinds of contraptions that will, you know, catch words and catch sounds and catch light and different things. What have you experienced that you thought was pretty amazing?
Well, one of the buildings we will actually be going into on that site is called North Segregation. So essentially, it's a building. It's the original 1858 building, and it has two floors. The top floor is going to be where death row was when there were executions on site. Now, I have been out there at all hours of the day, all hours at night. And when you're at night, there is absolutely no power on the property whatsoever. Like, the closest light, like, physical thing that you can plug in is, like, so far away from outside of the walls. And I was standing in the middle of the field. I look up at where death row is. There's one window, and it looked as if someone was walking through with a flashlight, to the point where I thought someone was up there. We all freaked out. We like went up to like look for the person to make sure like no one was up there, because at that point we did not have that space open, and there was nobody. There was another show that actually showed the exact same thing happening. It was Destination Fear this past year, where they caught it on film as well, and it was just a surreal experience, feeling like, oh, that's exactly what we saw.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Why do you think, I was telling people that I'm hosting this tour with WGN, and so many people are like, I'm obsessed with prison. I watched Escape from Alcatraz 16 times. Like, people really are just enamored with it for some reason. Why do you think that is?
I mean, specifically, specifically the Joliet prison, it's just this monster of like a property in general. It looks beautiful from the outside. And then when you realize what it actually is, you're almost like, wow, this is so pretty still. But I mean, the Blues Brothers filmed there. And I feel like it's almost like this like unspoken thing for so long. Like no one ever talked about really like history of prisons until really Alcatraz came around. And then we started Eastern State. And now it's becoming this thing where you can actually like learn about these like unspoken moments that you're not supposed to really talk about because it's just, it wasn't available to us. So now we're able to learn about these things. We're able to share about them. We're able to speak about them. And it feels very nuanced almost.
Yeah. And have you been to Alcatraz?
I have. I've been to Alcatraz twice, and one of them was while we were preparing to open for tours as well.
And I have to say, it's a really interesting experience for anyone who goes out to San Francisco. Don't miss it. Even people who are not enamored with prisons like maybe some of us are, it's just filled with history, and it's just fascinating how people had to live back at that time. Let's give out the information a little bit. Again, it's June 9th. You're going to go, if you are interested in this private tour, it's from 6 to 7:30 at the Old Joliet Prison in Joliet. We're doing the Haunted History Tour, which is not the paranormal. It's more like just the kind of the dark things that happened. And you're going to the website. You look under the Karen Conti Show, and you can click on and sign up. It's $30. You have to sign a release. And it's first come, first served. And I want to thank you, Elizabeth Covelli, who is the prison site coordinator. Thank you for joining me. And we will see you at the tour on June 9th.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you so much for joining me. Have a good rest of your afternoon.